The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's Vision News is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. First up, from campabilities.org, there are several hot links to click on that website, but I will start on other camps because they're based out of New York State. The Camp Abilities model has expanded to other locations, including Long Island, New York, Alaska, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Florida, Puerto Rico, Maryland, California, Texas, and Ireland. Currently, there are 29 Camp Abilities across the United States and the world. Efforts are also underway to create new camps. In the spirit of Camp Abilities, the Camp Abilities facility operating at the college at Brockport is the only camp that is affiliated with the Research Foundation with State University of New York, RF, or the State University of New York, SUNY. All other camps listed herein have no affiliation or association with, nor do they receive funding or sponsorship from, Research Foundation or the college at Brockport, State University of New York. Click the hot link to see the number of children served from each Camp Abilities facility. Below is a list of other Camp Abilities around the world in alphabetical order. Insight Beyond Eyesight, Kosher Camp Abilities, headed by Rachel Bodek, B-O-D-E-K, June 7th through June 9th, 2024, that's last year's information. Email insightbeyondeyesight@gmail.com. Terrytown, New York, and the click link for the website. Camp Abilities Boston, headed by Megan O'Connell Kopp, that's O'Connell-Kopp. April 14 to 19, 2024, also last year's information. Email megan.o'connell-kopp@perkins.org. Camp Abilities Iceland, headed by Dr. Ingi Thror Einarsson, October 11th to 13th, 2024, also last year. Email ingithore@ru.is. Camp Badger Camp Abilities, headed by Natalie Leon, LIAN, Thursday, July 25 to Saturday, July 27, contact 716-901-1039. Email to register leonnatalie20@gmail.com. Camp Bravo, Nantahala Adventure, headed by Jay Hardwig, July 21st to 25th, 2024. This year, that is July 13 through 17, and it is a sleepaway camp. Near Bryson City, North Carolina, email jay@blueridgebravo.org. Website https://www.blueridgebravo.org/bravo-adventure-camp. CA Boston highlights Camp Abilities Brazil, headed by Josle Souza, to be determined. Website email campabilitiesbrasil@gmail.com. Camp Abilities CABVI Utica, New York, headed by Dylan Drexler, Drexler. Winter Camp, February 19 through February 23rd. Summer Camp, July 13 to July 19. Summer Camp to be held at Camp Huntington on Racket Lake, R-A-Q-U-E-T-T-E. Website, email, dylan.d@cabvi.org. Camp Abilities, Cincinnati, June 16 last year at Miami University, headed by Fred Norer and Kelly Lusk, Ph.D. Contact 513-293-0090, fred.neurohr@cchmc.org or clusk@clovernook.org. California, too far away. Camp Abilities Delaware, headed by Dr. Maria Lepore Stevens. Winter, President's Day weekend, summer, August 3 to 8, 2025 in Newark. Interesting. Website hot link. Email campabilitiesdelaware@gmail.com. Camp Abilities Four Corners in Cameron, Arizona. Contact Vicki Numkena, N-U-M-K-E-N-A. June 9 to 14, 2025. Website link, email campabilitiesfourcorners@gmail.com. That's four corners spelled out. Camp Abilities Georgia at Columbus State University, Columbus, Georgia. Headed by Dr. Janine Fittipaldi-Wirt, Fittipaldi-Wirt. Dates to be determined, email wert_Janine, J-E-A-N-I-N-E, at columbusstate.edu. Website, https://www.columbusstate.edu/kinesiology/camp-abilities/. Camp Abilities Indiana, Kara Kinnett, June 9 to 13, contact CBURCHETT at ISBVIK12.org. Camp Abilities Iowa, Cedar Falls, Iowa, Brandon Shellhorn, S-C-H-E-L-L-H-O-R-N, and Caitlin Laudick, L-A-U-D-I-C-K. Also, last year's information, contact brandon.schellhorn at iaedb.org, and there's a long registration link. Camp Abilities Ireland, Ursula Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T, March last year. Email ursula.barrett at mtu.ie. Camp Abilities Lake Joe, headed by Eugene Chong, July 1 through 6, 2024. Email Eugene, E-U-G-E-N-E, dot C-H-O-N-G, at C-N-I-B, dot C-A. Camp Abilities Long Island at Adelphi University in Garden City, New York. Headed by Taylor McDonald, July 11 to 14, last year. Email campabilitieslongisland at gmail.com. Phone 631-432-0569. Maine, headed by John McMahon, M-C-M-A-H-O-N. June last year, contact jspirit211 at outlook.com. Website www.mobale.org. Camp Abilities Maryland, headed by Tim Taylors. Email Timothy T at mdschblind.org. Camp Abilities Maryland at Camp Merrick, headed by Tim Taylor, last year. Website CampMD. Facebook https://www.facebook.com/msbcampabilities. Camp Abilities New Jersey at Field of Dreams. Contact Dr. Alex Stribing, S-T-R-I-B-I-N-G, so last year's info. Email S-T-R-I-B-I-N-A at K-E-A-N.edu. Camp Abilities New Jersey at Rowan University, headed by Dr. Maria Lepore Stevens and Dr. Shari Willis. Last fall and summer, June 27 to 29, 2025. Email lepore.stevens at rowan.edu. Website http://go.rowan.edu/campabilitiesnjru. Camp Abilities North Florida, headed by Jen Stelmach, S-T-E-L-M-A-C-H. Summer camp last year. Website hot link. Email campabilitiesflorida@gmail.com. Camp Abilities North Georgia, headed by Katie Proctor, May 24, that's last year. Email blindbelievers@gmail.com. Camp Abilities Pennsylvania at Westchester University of Pennsylvania, headed by Dr. Beth Foster and Dr. Maria Lepore Stevens. Memorial Day weekend, May 23 to 26, 2025. Website and hot link. Email campabilitiespa@gmail.com. Camp Abilities Portugal. Camp Abilities Saratoga, New York, headed by Tiffany Mitrakos. Email info@campabilitiesaratoga.org. Camp Spark, Oregon, headed by Kirsten French. Camp Spark, Washington, headed by Kirsten French. Camp Weber at Camp Birchwood in Chugiak, Alaska. Camp Abilities Switzerland, Camp Abilities Texas at Texas Women's University, Camp Abilities Tucson in Tucson, Arizona, Camp Abilities Utah, headed by Robin Keating Clark, to be determined. And that's all on that page. More from BlueRidgeBravo.org. Bravo Nantahala Adventure Camp. Where? Nantahala Gorge, near Bryson City, North Carolina. When? Sunday, July 13 through Thursday, July 17, 2025. What? An overnight outdoor adventure camp for kids who are blind or have a significant visual impairment and who are ready to stretch their legs and hit the trail. We plan to hike, raft, climb, swim, and zip in and around the Nantahala Gorge in western North Carolina. We'll stay in the group lodge at Wildwater Nantahala and spend some time at the Nantahala Outdoor Center, too. There are 12 spaces available for the 2025 camp. Who? Campers are rising 9 to 12 graders with blindness or low vision. Instructors include certified teachers for the visually impaired and orientation and mobility specialists, along with a few other adventurous souls, both blind and sighted. 2025 is our 10th year hosting an outdoor adventure camp for the blind. Contact for more information, complete our 2025 Bravo Summer Camp Interest Form, or contact Jay Hardwig directly by calling or texting, or at 828-335-1136. Watch the trailer from the Blind Adventure Camp documentary filmed by Rod Murphy of Collective Projects at our 2016 camp 9 years ago. More details. What is it? Bravo Adventure Camp is a four-night, five-day outdoor adventure camp for blind youth. We will work with two outfitters near Bryson City, North Carolina, the Nantahala Outdoor Center and Wildwater at Nantahala. The NOC and Wildwater have been industry leaders since 1971, providing guided outdoor adventures to visitors from around the globe. What will we do? We plan to hike the local trails, scale a climbing tower, complete a zipline canopy tour, take a dip in Lake Fontana, and, of course, raft the famous Nantahala River. All trips will be guided by NOC and Wildwater professionals with assistance from certified teachers for the visually impaired. Where will we stay? We'll have bunkhouse lodging at Wildwater Nantahala with separate rooms for boys and girls. Camp counselors will sleep in the bunkhouses to provide 24-hour supervision. What will we eat? Food will be provided by the outfitters with a cafeteria-style service and an on-site dining room. How do I get there? Asheville is the hub for travel in and out of western North Carolina. The Nantahala Gorge is about an hour from Asheville outside of Bryson City, North Carolina. We ask families to meet us at camp if possible. If not, give me a ring and we'll see what we can work out. What is the camper-staff ratio? Bravo Adventure Camp will have 12 campers, 6 highly trained counselors, and a camp nurse. Camp staff will include both blind and sighted adults, and we will be assisted by the NOC and Wildwater staff on our adventures. What does it cost? Tuition for Bravo Adventure Camp ranges from $0 to $1,400, depending on ability to pay. No camper will be turned away due to lack of funds. We can also work with your State Division of Services for the Blind to cover part or all of the cost of camp. Eligibility guidelines. Who can come? Bravo Adventure Camp is open to rising 9 to 12 graders who are blind or visually impaired. Preference is given to campers who have severe visual impairments, including total blindness, but there will be spots available for low-vision campers as well. A screening interview with our staff will help us determine whether you are the right fit for camp. What else are you looking for in campers? The number one requirement is the right attitude. Prospective campers should be active, engaged, and open to new experiences. You do not need to have backcountry experience, but you should get ready to get some. Here are some other guidelines for eligibility. Bullet points to follow. Campers should be mostly independent. We can help with orientation, medication, or gnarly knots in your bootlaces, but campers should be able to handle most aspects of self-care independently. Campers should be able to travel independently with minimal mobility limitations. This is an active camp, and we will be on our feet and off the pavement quite a bit. Campers should possess verbal communication skills appropriate to their age. Campers should not have behaviors that impede the learning of others. We are not able to accommodate campers who are aggressive, defiant, violent, or present a flight risk. While we will provide 24-hour supervision and emergency care as needed, we are not able to provide 24-hour nursing care to campers with significant medical needs. Please feel free to contact Jay Hardwick through the contact form hotlink or at 828-335-1136 with any questions about eligibility. Registration procedure. How do I apply? The first step is to fill out our Bravo 2025 Summer Camp interest form at the hotlink. We will be in touch soon. If you need immediate assistance, contact Camp Director Jay Hardwick through the contact form or at the phone number. Then what? The next step is eligibility screening. This will consist of short phone interviews with the camper, a parent or guardian, and an educator who knows the camper well, ideally a TVI or O&M instructor. The purpose of these screening interviews is for everyone to get to know each other and ask questions, to ensure that we make a good match and that everyone knows what to expect. Eligible campers will then be invited to officially register for the camp online. Registration opens February 1, closes May 1, 2025, or sooner if the camp slots fill up. Bravo Asheville Day Camp. Where? Asheville, North Carolina. When? Monday, July 7 to Friday, July 11, 2025, 9 to 3, 8 daily. What? Jay and Nita, N-I-T-A, celebrate their 15th year running summer day camp for youth with blindness and low vision. We call our campers young explorers. We'll walk, ramble, listen, learn, hike, splash, and paddle in the woods and the wilds around Asheville. Who? Campers are rising K-12 graders with blindness or low vision. Instructors include certified teachers for the visually impaired and orientation and mobility specialists, along with a few other adventurous souls. Contact. For more information, complete our 2025 Bravo Summer Camp interest form or contact Jay Hardwick directly by calling or texting 828-335-1136. Posted April 14, 2025 on acb.org under Voting Related Legislation. On Thursday, April 10, the House of Representatives voted in favor for the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, SAVE. The bill, H.R. 22, was reintroduced in the 119th Congressional Session by Congressman Chip Roy of Texas. The bill requires that people who are registering to vote or updating their registration must present documentation that proves U.S. citizenship. The documentation must be presented in person. The disability community is concerned about the criteria to provide such documentation in person, which is extremely difficult for many people with disabilities to do for a myriad of reasons. Much work has been done over the years to enable voters to register online. The bill must now go before the Senate for a vote. Also posted April 14th to acb.org, a change in how some will receive their federal benefits. On March 25th, President Trump issued another executive order related to how people receive money from the federal government. The executive order calls for the distribution of all benefits, such as Social Security benefits and tax refunds, to be issued electronically. Paper checks will no longer be issued. As a result, recipients will have to have a bank account, debit card, or digital wallet. The order goes into effect September 30, 2025. There is some nervousness about the quick six-month turnaround. There have been many employee cuts to both SSA and IRS. Please share this information with those who still receive their benefits via mail, as it will take time to set up their accounts online. Posted April 14, 2025. From NFB.org, The Braille Monitor for April 2025 by Chris Danielson with an EN. In the article, The 2025 Washington Seminar, New President, New Congress, New Approach, which appeared in last month's issue, I mistakenly designated one of our legislative priorities as the Blind Persons Return to Work Act. The title of the legislation is instead the Blind Americans Return to Work Act. And, as mentioned at the end of the article, it has been introduced by Congressman Pete Sessions, Republican, Texas, and Congressman Kwesi Mufume, Democrat, Maryland, who are its sponsor and lead co-sponsor, respectively. Its bill number is House Resolution 1175. I apologize for any confusion created by my error. Now for an update. The Access Technology Affordability Act, ATAA, was introduced by Representatives Mike Kelly, Republican, Pennsylvania, and Mike Thompson, Democrat, California, on February 24, 2025. Its bill number is House Resolution 1529. News of this development came after the March issue was finalized. Here in part is what Jesse Shirek, S-H-I-R-E-K, said about both bills in a legislative update issued February 27th. It is critical that both of these bills gain sufficient co-sponsor support early in the congressional session, especially the ATAA, which has a chance to be included in an upcoming tax package. And that's where you come in. We need you to contact your representatives in the House and ask them to co-sponsor both the Blind Americans Return to Work Act and the Access Technology Affordability Act. When you call or email, you might say the following. Hello, my name is your name, and I am a constituent of representative's name. I live in city, state. I would like to urge representative name to co-sponsor the Blind Americans Return to Work Act, House Resolution 1175, and the Access Technology Affordability Act, House Resolution 1529. These bills will eliminate barriers for blind people by instituting a two-for-one phase-out of benefits for any income earned above the substantial gainful activity threshold in the SSDI program, and creating a refundable tax credit for the purchase of qualified access technology, respectively. This will create a true work incentive for all blind Americans currently on SSDI and a method for blind Americans to be able to afford the access technology they need to obtain and maintain employment. Thanks. There is a small number of bipartisan co-sponsors for both bills at this writing, but more are needed. So we should all start making those calls and sending those emails. From MiraUSA.org, apply for a dog. Parents and students may call the office at any time during this process for further information or clarification. We are always glad to speak with you. Once all of the above information is received in our office, we will arrange for a phone interview with the applicant and their family. The pairing of a Mira guide dog, M-I-R-A, with an eligible student includes extensive evaluation of the student's ability and need, readiness and mental stability, assessment of orientation and mobility skills. Contact with the applicant and the applicant's family is ongoing, as is continuing monitoring of specific orientation and mobility skills. In-person meetings with the family and the child enable us to determine the ability of the child to work with a guide dog. An evaluation weekend at Mira Canada in the province of Quebec is held for all eligible applicants and their families, in which these skills are analyzed to determine readiness. At this weekend, the student is given the opportunity to walk with a Mira guide dog to further evaluate the effectiveness of a guide dog for the child. Parents will have hands-on opportunities to experience the training, to meet other potential candidates and their families, and to ask additional questions and to gather further information. Not every student who is invited to this evaluation weekend will be eligible to receive a guide dog at this time. There are times when the trainers make suggestions for students to work on, so that perhaps the youngster will be able to get a guide dog another year. Safety is a primary responsibility, and it is foremost in our minds as we go through this evaluation. If accepted, a month of intense training takes place at the Mira Canada's campus in July of the selection year. If students are invited to the training center, additional information will be sent about the next phase, training at the Mira Center in Canada in July. The month-long training process will enable the child and the trainers to know if the criteria for successful handling of the dog are sufficient for safety. If there is concern that the child and the dog will not be safe, the student may not receive a guide dog that year. After the 30 days of successful intensive training, individual follow-up sessions take place at specific intervals in each child's hometown. These are conducted by the Mira Canada trainers to be sure the guide dog and the child become familiar with the appropriate routes traveled in their community and school. Each of these sessions can last several days. Our Mira dogs are provided free of charge to eligible students. The process of matching and training a child to work with a dog is intense. We are delighted to work on the process and are so pleased with the results of successful pairings of youngsters and guide dogs. Note, our guide dogs are provided to youngsters between the ages of 11 and 16, but the process can take some time. It is not unusual for parents of children as young as 9 to inquire about a guide dog and begin the process with us. All forms will be sent from our office. From accessiblepass.net. common mistakes that destroy our PCs, and how to fix them for system longevity, posted April 16, 2025. It's a digital jungle out there, and our trusty PCs are often the unsung heroes of our daily lives. But just like any loyal companion, they need a little TLC to stick around for the long haul. Sadly, many of us unknowingly commit some cardinal sins that drastically shorten our PC's lifespan. Think of leaving the lights on in your house 24/7. Your energy bill will skyrocket and your pockets will go empty. Similarly, leaving your PC powered on at all time, while seemingly convenient, constantly runs its fans and components, generating heat and inviting dust bunnies, especially those delightful fur tumbleweeds, courtesy of our furry guide dog friends, to clog vital cooling systems. This constant strain ages your machine prematurely along with dust. Just turn off your PC and keep the area around your system clean. Beyond the always-on conundrum, we often burden our PCs with unwanted digital baggage. That pre-installed bloatware is like having uninvited guests who eat your resources and slow everything down. Just delete unnecessary software that comes with your new system and avoid software trials as much as possible. Then there's the murky world of free antivirus software. While the price tag might be appealing, some options like the notorious Avast and AVG and others lurking in the shadows can and have been known to be more trouble than they're worth. For blind PC owners, many have gotten burned by these programs. In a cruel twist of irony, some of these free solutions have been known to bundle unwanted software, or worse, contain vulnerabilities that hackers can exploit, effectively turning your digital shield into a welcome mat for cyber threats. Investing in a reputable paid antivirus solution is often a small price to pay for peace of mind and robust protection against the ever-evolving landscape of malware. Today, Defender has been proven to be a worthy antivirus program, and it's free for Windows computers. Finally, let's talk about the often dreaded software updates. Many of us see these notifications pop up and think, "Not now, I'm in the middle of something." However, neglecting these updates is akin to leaving your house unlocked and the windows wide open. Software updates, especially for your operating system and web browser, frequently contain critical security patches that address newly discovered vulnerabilities. Cybercriminals are constantly on the lookout for these weaknesses, and outdated software makes you an easy target. By delaying or ignoring updates, you're essentially leaving the door open for malware, ransomware, and other digital nasties to waltz right in and wreak havoc. So embrace those update notifications. They're your PC's way of putting on its digital armor. I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of Vision News. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long until next time.